President Bush is under political pressure to make better progress in Iraq on all fronts. To counteract sliding poll numbers, the administration has gone on the offensive to convince Americans that things are improving there. Last week in New Orleans, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke to a range of people about their views on the U.S. role in Iraq and whether President Bush is going in the right direction.
On a beautiful windy evening in New Orleans, the city's World Trade Center is a busy scene. People are leaving work, tourists are walking to the nearby French Quarter and the Harrah's Casino. There are people here from all over the country, making for a great mix of opinions. Standing on the sidewalk outside the Trade Center, I asked two questions. What do you think of how the U.S. is conducting its efforts in Iraq? And what do you think of President Bush's performance in light of recent events?
Well, I think the tide is turning for the president.
Colleen Brecker is a dietitian from St. Joseph, Minnesota. She was in town for a convention of doctors. Brecker voted for President Bush in 2000, but says her support for him isn't as strong as it once was.
I know people back home who have relatives that are over in either Afghanistan or Iraq, and I think people are getting tired. I think we just all underestimated the length of time and the cost of this. And so the question is, do you keep going or do you try something else? And I think my husband and I feel that we are going to continue to be supportive of the president, but it is getting more difficult as time goes on.
Brecker's view is reflected in recent polls that show Americans increasingly worried about the U.S. role in Iraq, including opposition to the president's $87 billion request to pay for military action and reconstruction. A New York Times poll shows support for the president's handling of foreign policy has slipped to 45%, down more than 20% since April. Carl Payon of Memphis, Tennessee, voices a common theme heard outside the New Orleans World Trade Center.
I am patriotic, but he didn't listen to the rest of the foreign leaders that said, wait. Iraq and Saddam were no imminent threat to the United States. Nonetheless, he went in, which to me shows a bit of arrogance. And now that he's in, he's bungled the whole thing, and he's trying to find a way to get other people to jump on the bandwagon.
Dion Gallant, a family doctor from Albuquerque, New Mexico, says he never supported President Bush and was opposed to the U.S. entering Iraq.
I think there's significant concern on the part of well-intentioned and patriotic Americans who have real questions about the planning that went into it, the story that was sold to us, and where we go from here.
But the president has his defenders. Tom Bulin, a physician's assistant, is from Minnesota. He said the president has had to deal with unforeseen adversity in Iraq.
I agree with President Bush's stance on terrorism. I think Saddam was a problem. I think terrorism is a problem. I'm not much for putting a stop to what our activities involved in the halt of terrorism throughout the world.
Keith Anderson from Hammond, Louisiana, recently left the military. He thinks no matter what doubts people may have, it's important to maintain a unified front of support for the president.
You know, I think it's great that he's standing firm. He's standing up for what he believes is right and taking the fight to the doorstep of the people who are out to get us. I think that's great.
Kurt Keller, a doctor, is pulling for the president to succeed, even as the president experiences the shifting winds of public opinion.
I guess the jury's out as to how well he can pull this together and wrap it up with some sort of positive outcome, but on September 11th, I was glad he was president.
Kurt Keller, who lives in Minnesota, was one of several people interviewed in front of the New Orleans World Trade Center about President Bush and his handling of Iraq. I spoke with them last week. Juan Williams, NPR News.